Located west of the Salt Lake City Airport stands a ranch with a herd of about 400 goats that graze below the snow-capped Ochre Mountains. The herd started 6 years ago by refugees and community partners looking to produce halal goat meat. KUER's Rocio Hernandez has this audio postcard.
That's the sound of dozens of goats at the East African refugee goat farm rushing to their food. The goats stomp on the muddy grounds by the ranch's barn where dozens of baby goats and their moms are kept. Ismael Mohammed is there laying out grains and hay for the goats, which will eventually feed his family. As a Somalian refugee, he says goats have always been a part of his life, and they're a comforting reminder of his homeland.
Even while I'm coming to the United States, I left two goats back there.
There's lots to do at the ranch. It's the second month of kidding season when the staff of four prepare to welcome 100 newborn goats. They count on volunteers to track the births and help raise the kids.
Picking up babies and holding them is actually like one of your duties.
That's the project's coordinator, Kate Wright. She's training 32 new volunteers.
Thanks again for coming.
The project is run by three refugee groups and community partners like the nonprofit International Rescue Committee. The nonprofit's acting deputy director, Josh Lloyd, says its location near downtown Salt Lake City is ideal.
For sure, there were willing property owners and willing places to keep a goat herd, but they were typically far from the city and not really accessible to refugee families. So this is a great site.
Mohammed said the idea was born from local refugees' desires for halal goat meat that's prepared according to religious practices. Before this, goat meat was available at some local stores, but
we didn't trust it. If the process is done with non-Muslims, then we cannot eat meat.
Mohammed's family fled Somalia to escape the civil war. Raising goats is one of the few happy memories from his past.
When I'm here, I feel like I'm back home.
Now, Mohammed said he can't imagine his new life without the ranch. Rocio Hernandez, KUER News.